Good morning.
I don't know if being the last speaker is a good thing or a bad thing, so we're going to give it a try. But I had the opportunity earlier this year to become the county extension agent in Cockle County, Moultrie, Georgia, and Cockle County has a significant amount of cotton acreage, and over the years, growers have invested a lot into cotton infrastructure there. But in the short time that I've been in Cockle County talking to growers and consultants, one of the production issues that kind of stands out is managing southern root knot nematode. According to Bob, southern root knot nematode is the most widespread nematode affecting cotton in Georgia. It's estimated that 70%+ of the acres is infested with this pest, and depending on the situation, losses can be severe in these fields. But since we've lost hemic, there's become a greater urgency to develop a systems approach or an integrated management approach to deal with nematodes, and this can include varieties and also products that can manage nematodes. So often as a county agent, I often get a question is, since we've lost hemic, you know, how do we use the existing tools in our toolbox to control this pest? And we can use crop rotation, depending on crop economics that year, variety selection, such as the ones that are listed here. We have seed treatments. We got fumigants and also products like Vidate to help us manage root knot nematode. So, you know, resistance versus tolerance. Sometimes I get confused over the terms. You may say tolerance, Bob may say partially resistant. So, you know, there can be some confusion in the marketplace, you know, with these terms. So resistance refers to the ability of a host to suppress reproduction of a nematode or a pathogen. Resistance is not the same as being resistant. Immunity is extreme resistance, and current cotton varieties are partially resistant. And tolerance indicates the ability of a variety to yield well despite infection by nematodes or plant pathogens. So we had three objectives to this study. The first one was to compare response in growth, root damage, nematode populations, and also yield of cotton varieties with and without resistance to southern root knot nematode. The second objective was to assess the impact of fumigation. Fumigation with Telon 2 at the rate of 3 gallons per acre on the resistant and susceptible cotton varieties. And also, too, we wanted to do a quick and dirty basic cost analysis to determine the return to the growers who use Telon with these varieties. And one key point to keep in mind is in 2013, this particular field was planted in a peanut. The grower applied Telon 2 on May 27th at the rate of 3 gallons per acre, and then we planted the next day this field experiment. We sampled nematodes 3 times during the year, and again, you know, peanuts the year before in 2013 was planted in the field, but prior to that, it was a pretty tight cotton rotation, cotton type situation. We used a split plot design, and we replicated it 4 times, and that's some of the information about the statistics that we ran. We had 9 different cotton varieties. We had 2 entries from Delta Pine that included 1454 and 1252. We had varieties from Phytogen that included 427, 367, 499, 375, and a mixture of 427 and 333. And Bayer Crop Science gave us Stoneville 4946 and also Firemax 1740. And the varieties that are highlighted in red are considered resistant or have resistance to southern root knot nematode. The next 3 slides are going to be set up the same way. This is the results from the nematode samples that we took at 28 days after planting. On the y-axis is nematodes per 100 cc of soil. And 100 at the top of the table or the graph there is the recommendation or the threshold for southern root knot nematode established by the University of Georgia. On the x-axis shows the cotton varieties, and at 28 days after planting, not really a whole lot going on when it comes to our root knot counts. We see the same trend at 77 days after planting, not really a whole lot going on. But when we evaluated about 155 days after planting, we've seen a significant difference between there was more nematodes in the telon applied plots, which is highlighted in the red columns. The blue columns represent no telon. But there was more nematode counts in the telon applied plots of the 499 and the 1740 compared to the untreated. Another interesting thing that we noticed was 499 is a susceptible variety, but we had a numerical decrease in nematode counts when we compared it to 367, which has one gene resistant to root knot nematode. And then when we compared 367 to 427, we had another numerical decrease in root knot nematode counts, and it's got a dual gene resistance to southern root knot nematode. Plant height at 28 days after planting. The plant height is measured in centimeters. And all the varieties responded in plant height when we applied telon, except for phytogen 367 and 1740. This is out at the field site. This is the split plot of Stoneville 49-46. You can see the height difference when we apply telon to this variety, and it is on the right-hand side compared to the left-hand side with no telon. And then we compare, and this is 1454, one of the plots at the field site. Couldn't really see a difference in height between the telon, which is on the right, and no telon on the left. Root galling at harvest, we used a 0 to 10 scale, 0 being no damage, 10 being extreme damage. And when we looked at 499, there was a significant increase in root galling when we compared the non-telon to the telon treated, and we've seen the same trend numerically in the 1740. Seed cotton yields without telon. On the y-axis we have seed cotton yield in pounds per acre, and in the 427 and the 427 mixture were the lowest yield varieties in this field experiment. And then we compared the seed cotton yields with and without telon, and each variety responded with an increase in yield when we applied telon it right before planting. So as an extension agent, oftentimes growers ask, you know, if we put out telon, will it make us any money? And we did a quick and dirty economic analysis. We used 60 cents for the price of cotton, and we used $60 an acre for the price of telon. And at that, with those assumptions, it takes us about 100 pounds to break even to cover the cost of the telon. We made money when we applied telon the 427 and the 427 mixture, and then also the Phytomax 1740. We had a positive return on our investment. So in summary, the largest root gall damage was noticed on the susceptible varieties, less obviously on the resistant varieties. The largest end-of-season nematode populations were noted on the susceptible varieties. Yield, all varieties showed a numerical increase with the use of telon. The greatest increase was with phytogen 427, 1454, and 1740. Telon improved yield in each variety, and and improved value of the 427 at 1740. I'd like to thank the following party, especially Perryman Farm, for putting up with us this year. Dow, Monsanto, Phytogen, and Bayer. And is there any questions?